This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, members of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee have introduced a bill to authorize new VA facilities in 8 states and Puerto Rico. CISA has identified more than 150 beneficial use cases for AI in critical infrastructure. And the Navy defends itself in court over the health impact of a Honolulu fuel spill. Those stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. It's Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Peter Masurlian. In Honolulu, a trial is underway to determine how much the Navy might have to pay for the health effects of a fuel spill that impacted thousands of residents 3 years ago. In opening arguments yesterday, the government acknowledged it was responsible for leaking fuel at its Red Hill facility, but lawyers are contesting whether the fuel spill caused long-term health problems for the military families and other people who lived in the area, and whether the Navy did enough to protect people once it knew about the spill. A judge is hearing evidence based on claims from 17 military members who represent about 7,500 others. Federal agencies just hired 150 AI experts and are adding hundreds more. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman details the numbers.
An interagency AI and tech talent task force says agencies expect to bring on at least 500 AI hires between now and the end of fiscal 2025. That doesn't include the 2,500 AI hires the Defense Department is looking to make this year and the more than 9,000 new hires it plans on making next year. Over 15 agencies have onboarded at least one new AI expert since last fall. That's when President Joe Biden called on agencies to step up their use of AI tools through an executive order. Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
Agencies set new records almost across the board for contracting with small businesses in fiscal 2023. Federal News Network's Jason Miller has the details.
The federal government awarded an all-time high of 28.4% of all eligible federal contract dollars to small businesses last year, well above the 23% government-wide goal. New data from the Small Business Administration shows that's a total of almost $179 billion awarded to small firms in fiscal 2023. That's an increase of almost $16 billion from 2022. On SBA's annual scorecard released yesterday, 12 agencies, including DHS, GSA, and Commerce, received A-plus grades. SBA also says agencies exceeded the government-wide goals for small disadvantaged businesses and service-disabled veteran-owned small firms. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
The Biden administration wants to reduce college degree requirements for most federal IT jobs. Federal News Network's Justin Doubleday reports.
The Office of Personnel Management is working to bring skills-based hiring to all jobs in the GS-2210 IT Management Series by next summer. The 2210 job series represents nearly 100,000 technical positions across the federal government. Rob Shriver, deputy director at OPM, announced the new initiative at the White House yesterday.
With the emergence of new technologies like artificial intelligence, skills-based hiring becomes ever more critical to finding and onboarding people who have gained these skill sets through whatever pathway.
Justin Doubleday, Federal News Network.
Top members of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee are backing a slate of new VA construction projects. A bill introduced by Committee Chairman John Tester and Ranking Member Jerry Moran would authorize new VA facilities in 8 states and Puerto Rico. 10 other senators have co-sponsored the bill. Lawmakers say the VA needs these facilities because it's delivering health care and benefits to more veterans than ever before. Employees at the National Institute of Standards and Technology's Gaithersburg campus developed a system to recover and recycle substantial quantities of liquid helium. The Marine Corps Installation Command's Transportation Services Branch deployed 21 solar-powered beam electric vehicle charging stations across 14 installations to increase the number of available ports by 40%. These are two examples of the 32 employees from 11 agencies that won the Federal Energy and Water Management Awards. The Federal Energy Management Program, or FEMP, recently recognized individuals, groups, and agencies for their contributions in the areas of energy and water efficiency, resilience, and technology achievements, distributed energy, cybersecurity, and fleet management at federal facilities. Artificial intelligence brings both potential risk and benefits to U.S. critical infrastructure. That's according to a new AI guidance released by the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency on Monday. CISA has identified more than 150 beneficial use cases for AI in critical infrastructure, including electric utilities, the defense industry, and other sectors. But CISA's guidance also urges system owners to pay particular attention to their dependence on AI vendors. Federal contracting officers have a new guide to help them buy artificial intelligence tools and capabilities. The General Services Administration's Generative AI and Specialized Computing Infrastructure Acquisition Resource Guide aims to help acquisition workers better navigate this growing market. The guide provides everything from Gen AI examples in government to recommendations on how to use testbeds and sandboxes before committing to large-scale buys. It also addresses challenges around managing and protecting data and controlling costs. GSA released the buying guide as part of its responsibilities under President Joe Biden's AI executive order issued in October. Find these stories and more at federalnewsnetwork.com. For the Federal Newscast of Tuesday, April 30th, 2024, I'm Peter Masurlian.